men know what men like. Yeah. Women know what women like. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to feed to that.
See, I prefer scissoring.
You mentioned the strap earlier.
Yes.
How does that show up?
How does it show up, babe?
A strap night or...
Essentially, yeah. I don't always want that.
Let's sit on the couch. Let's talk it out. Come on, join the show. I'll tell you what I know.
Talk about it.
It's the best podcast. Let's have a blast.
All month, we are getting queerer than ever. If you don't know by now, Pride Month is among us, which is a tribute to those who were involved in the Stonewall riots. Pride Month is largely credited as being started by a bisexual activist named Brenda Howard. Okay, now she was known as the mother of Pride. She organized Gay Pride Week. It was just a week in 1970. And now, like most things, women have paved the way for us to evolve into the world that we know now. That is why when we talk LGBTQ+, we must hold space for that first letter, which is the L. Now my girls are on the healing couch today. Hello, hello. Morgan, lifestyle influencer.
Hello.
Justice, poet, and speaker. Happy Pride.
Happy Pride. Happy to be here.
I am so excited to, like, you know, get into it.
Let's do it.
Because I feel like oftentimes, more than not, when we get into Pride, there's not much representation around the lesbian culture. And so I want to dive deep into that. So, but first, before we do all that, what is y'all story in coming together?
Ooh. Man, I'm going to let Taylor take, or Morgan take this one.
No, you go ahead.
We met at a party.
We did. And she likes to say that I stared at her first, but she was really, you know, eyeing me in the corner.
Yeah. So, you know, make a long story short, I saw her. She was beautiful. She stood out. And I choked when I went up to her. And I caught her staring at me, but I choked. Anyways, when I left the party, I couldn't get back in because I was trying to get her information.
Yeah.
I ended up getting it through her friend outside because they were in the same sorority. I saw it by the letters in the jacket.
Okay.
And luckily, I described the girl. She gave me her Instagram, and I slid in those DMs. Mm-hmm. Hit her up the next day. 10 days later, she was my girlfriend. It was that fast.
Ten days
later.
Okay, so you turned in the player card in 10 days.
Ten days.
Okay.
Now, fast.
I do want to talk about that because there's the stigma, there's the stereotype, and it sounds like reality. lesbians move in and, like, start dating.
The U-Haul culture.
Ace, talk to me about U-Haul culture. What is this?
Man, move fast. We just fall for each other very quickly, and it's, like, it's very emotional, it's very mental, it's sensual. It's
yes,
just
it's
we
intense.
Hit every bracket that we need to hit or every milestone that we need to hit in a few days, and we just fall for each other.
Yeah.
And as quickly as it happens, it can also
dwindle. Yes.
Do you feel like that's healthy?
You know, I think if you know yourself whole, it can be very healthy.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Me and Justice, we've gone through several growing pains, but essentially we've become healthier over the years, I think I would speak to.
And I would say as women, kind of by nature, we do like that security. We like that relationship. We want to start the family. We have those emotions. We're in tune with them. Not to feed into stereotypes, but women are, sometimes we are more open to that quicker.
Yeah.
And sometimes we rush into it not knowing what the preparation that needs to go beforehand.
Yeah.
Hello. You culture.
That's interesting. I do want to talk about that because I know that, you know, lesbian culture and gay culture, there's differences. But then I also have heard overheard conversations that, like, lesbians look down upon gay men just because we struggle more so in that aspect of the commitment. So can you speak to that?
Yes.
Why is that? Why are you looking down upon me?
What am I
looking? We're not looking down upon you.
It's interesting the comparison because, like, the idea, the stereotype, once again, is that, you know, when you date the same sex, you more in tune because you just understand each other more. But I do think some of those inherent hetero norms that we learned come out. So guys, y'all more free.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And we can't conceptualize that because we want that security, and y'all take a minute to get there, to get to that commitment and faithful level of the relationship.
Yeah.
Now, for those that don't know, I've known Justice since sixth grade.
A long time.
But what has been your journey to lesbianhood, shall I say? Like, were the you dating evolution. Men before? What is that?
Yeah. I guess I'll go first since we've been knowing each other for a while. And I was not out, of course, in sixth grade.
Yeah.
We went to a Christian private school. grew up very Christian. Family was very structured, churchy. And so for me, it was like, I knew I had these feelings, but I'm going to pray about it. And I'm going to date a guy. And it's going to go away. I don't have to worry about it. Mm-hmm. And so the more that suppression happened, the more the urges kind of come up.
Yes.
Right?
It always comes
right.
Up.
Yeah. So it's like, I knew it was there, but I didn't at the same time because I suppressed it so much. And so I'm like, you know what? I'm going to name myself this. I'm going to be that eventually. Ooh. Right? You know what I mean? Yeah. And then sometimes, obviously, it's hard to control and it's hard to, you are always going to show up whether you like it or not. Very right? True. Even you're gonna show up and people want to pick up on that energy, so eventually I just had to get there. And that came later in life, college. Yeah. Honestly, that's when I,
what about you?
For me, I think I was always very open and free, but I was pulled out of the closet. So I think it was my mom just wanting to put a label to something, and I wasn't comfortable letting people know that. Yeah. I was lesbian, or I was going with the bisexual. You know, that's a big thing. Yeah. Everyone always comes out, oh, I'm bisexual before they actually is like,
crossover.
Yeah, you know, I'm here.
Okay.
Yeah.
And my mom is very Catholic. I was raised Catholic. So that was a big issue.
Yeah.
But like I said, I was pulled out of that closet.
It's interesting that you say that because I've never used the word pulled out of the closet, but my mom also too had a sit down conversation.
Wow.
And it was just like, I always tell when people are like, what's your coming out story? I don't have one. My mom was like, so what are you doing?
Oh, wow.
You know, and so that is that. And so y'all been together for?
Almost 5 years.
It'll be five years. 5 months. It'll be 5 years for us. Yes.
And not married. Yeah. You're not married.
No. Not married.
Why?
Not engaged.
Not engaged.
Wow.
Because most lesbians get together, they get married, and it's quick.
Yeah.
Are your lesbian friends looking at you weird because you're not married?
Everyone. Honestly,
everyone
questions come up, even on YouTube, like when we post our videos.
Yes.
A lot of questions arise. Like, when are you going to propose to Morgan?
All the time. Mm-hmm. And we are an anomaly in the lesbian culture, the U-Haul culture. They do get married fast. They get in a relationship fast. They get married fast. We get called out. And I just think that everyone has their own journey and process, and we're still in our relationship going through that, but we know it's going to happen.
Yeah.
We know we're on the same page, so we just accepting our story.
Okay.
You know what I mean? We're on the same page.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Talk to me, though, about the feeling of being objectified by men that get riled up with girl-on-girl action.
Ooh, that's a great question. That's an amazing question.
One thing I always hear is, I am too pretty to be gay. And it is so interesting to me for someone to sexualize me or objectify me in that manner.
Yeah.
Like, how can you tell me I can't like what I like because of my looks? It's interesting. Guys always want to just objectify me. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think, too, is the over-sexualization that you see in social media, on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Lesbian scenes are always intense, and it's always this sexy image, which it is sexy. But it's sexy, right? But and then guys, it's not that they're less homophobic when it comes to lesbians. It's just they over-sexualize. So and then we'll hear comments all the time like, you haven't had good D yet.
Oh my
you
God.
You know what I mean?
Oh my
God. How do you respond to that?
The old Taylor different would ways. Respond in different ways, but the newly found Taylor.
Oh, so you'd be ready to fight.
Oh yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah.
Because you're not about to disrespect my woman.
Mm. Yeah.
You know, like, you're not about to make her feel like she's less than because you feel some type of way about our love.
Yeah.
And most of the time they shout in across the parking lot.
Very
so it's just like, all right, that's cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She got the strap though. she got the strap though. Let me get the strap. Wait a minute, what?
Okay, so 40.7% of lesbians say that scissoring is a regular part of their sex life. Is scissoring enjoyable? Can we talk about sex?
Can we talk about scissoring?
Can we talk about sex? Is that like
it's cut to the case, no pun.
Yeah.
You know, for me personally, it is not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. What's your favorite thing? Are you comfortable sharing?
Yeah. I love a good head. Just some head
there
in a comfortable bed. You know, the normal head, you know, add a little finger or two, and we're good.
Head in a comfortable bed. That should be like your new, like, merch.
Right?
Head in a comfortable
head
bed.
In a comfortable
lifestyle
king size, right, specifically.
Period.
Yeah.
King size.
Cali King.
Okay.
See, I prefer scissoring.
Okay.
And let's talk about scissoring because most people look at those pornos
or
those movies that have that scene of it is,
oh, yeah.
it's definitely not the reality. Scissoring looks differently, and there's different positions. And so when I'm riding a woman, or my, you know, when I'm riding a girl, my girl, it feels amazing to me. I love it. So, and the thing is, we both, as you can see, our likes are different. So I think it was, it makes it diverse in our bedroom, because we got to feed to those different needs. Yeah.
Okay.
It's dope.
Also, 86% of women say that orgasms are more pleasurable with a woman because you know what you're looking for.
We just talked about
this. My question is, what are you looking for?
Ooh.
Someone to learn my body and the desire to learn and please my body.
Okay.
That's what I'm looking for. Yeah, and I think everyone, like if you date the same sex couple, you feel that because you just know what you like. Men know what men like. Women know what women like. And so we're going to feed to that. And then when you have that desire to just want to please me, oh baby, we can do. That's a real feel, you know?
I'm looking for a slow orgasm. That's what I'm looking for.
A slow one?
A slow orgasm. Okay. Let's take our time. Let's do the foreplay. Let's lead up to it. Let's build. Okay. That's what I'm looking for. But the crazy thing is, I didn't know that until I started having sex with myself. I had to figure out my own body. And I did that. Yes, masturbating. And that came later in life. And I was having fun before then. But when I started knowing my own body and guiding my girl, top tier.
Yeah.
Top tier. That's what I'm looking for.
You have to know your body in order to teach someone to learn your body.
Yeah. Essentially, yes.
You mentioned the strap earlier.
Yes.
How does that show up?
How does it show up, babe?
Is it a strap night or...
Essentially, I don't always want that. I'm not big on penetration. Yeah. I'm very much a clitoral stimulation person.
Okay.
So I just want to feel you. And if I want penetration, I want to feel you. The spicy nights is like, you know, do you want to just throw it back?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Let's do it. So it's a strap night.
Okay.
And I would say it always comes last. It's never just
you don't start us. Like
we don't start off like that. It's like we're doing everything else. She may even orgasm. We might have a couple of those moments, and then let's finish it off with a strap.
Yeah,
it's a process though. We gotta stop putting on. But
it's adventurous.
Okay. Oh yes, indeed.
I do want to ask you, Justice, because you present in the world as more masculine. Is it hard seeing yourself in the mainstream media being a more masculine lesbian?
It is hard. It's not a representation for masculine-centered lesbians. And, you know, we do have a couple. We have Lena. We have a lot of people, a lot of athletes that represent us in mainstream media. But it's not as, I feel like we're still it's very few of us. So it's important for me to be in spaces and be on stages as a poet for young kids to see me and be like, I can be that.
Because
I don't see a lot of me. I'm in a corporate space as well, and it's like we're never showing up. So it's important for me to put on. And I know a lot of masculine women, lesbian women who are out there trying to make it happen.
And do you feel like you have to dumb it down working in a career force?
At first I did.
Okay.
I had to fully accept myself before I was like, okay, forget that. But at first I was. Now, no. Now I'm very much so me, even when I even go to the church. I go to the church a lot. And at church I still show up as me. And that's the best way. Because what happens to the little girl who wants to be that and don't see me being fully that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I have to inspire those people.
I love that. Do you still get tested regularly that you are in a relationship?
Tested.
Yeah. Tested by others?
Tested. Yeah, like going to the clinic, like, you know, health awareness.
Oh, tested.
Okay.
I was like, tested because people test me.
No.
No, yes, I do.
Okay.
Yes. I do. We did, you know, transparency. We did take a break for a little bit.
Yes.
And when we came back, I made sure, you know, you get tested, I get tested.
Yeah.
So, regularly. Yeah. Probably every 6 months.
Yeah.
Every 6 months.
Every 6 months, yeah.
She put me on that heavily. On it.
I think that's really good. I will say that HIV and other STDs are easily spread from one partner to another, but STDs are preventable. The best way to prevent, you know, getting or spreading an STD is to be responsible about your sex life. Protect yourself and your partner or partners. Okay? Because there are many ways to do so, from PEP to PrEP, ask your doctor and get tested. I want to make sure we're raising awareness because it is Pride Month and it is not all about rainbows.
100%.
So I do want to ask you all,
5 years is a long time. Mm-hmm. Sorry, mm-hmm. Justice.
just putting it out there. One more time.
Put it on the spot.
Right, it's a long time. But what do you say? Because you mentioned the representation and even in yes. church. What would you say to the young girl struggling walking in her truth? Like, what do you wish you knew?
That's what I okay. wish I knew. It's okay. It's okay to be you. You can show up and people are going to love you for just being you. Mm-hmm. I definitely yeah. needed to hear that for myself. So, yeah.
I would say you can only get to your purpose if it's you.
Ooh.
That gets there. You can't be someone else and have the same purpose. There's, no, you're not going to get to your calling if you're trying to show up as someone else. So with the struggles that come up with the struggles and tribulations that come with finding you and being you fully, it's worth it because you got something waiting for you at the finish line. That's what I tell them.
I work.
So keep your head up. That's keep good. Going.
Can we play a game?
Yes. Let's do it. Let's get spicy.
Okay. So let's play Put a Word on It. So Tell me the first word that comes to your head when I mention a word.
Okay.
New York.
Brooklyn.
Good time.
Family.
That was two words.
Family.
Love.
Security.
Lipstick.
Matt.
Lesbian.
Homophobia.
Ain't shit. That's more than one word.
Fear.
Poetry.
Justice.
Art.
Okay, this is two words. Pillow princess.
Boring.
Femme.
Because that's a word in the lesbian community.
Femme is definitely a word in the lesbian community.
Boring.
Yes.
Okay. Tesla.
Justice.
Gas saver.
Let's talk about dream.
Home.
Purpose.
Wealth.
Life.
Okay.
Success.
Slavery.
Unfortunate. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, perpetuated.
That's good. Okay, so I want to play another game. Okay, we're going to change up the tempo.
Let's
I have a little something for you.
Let's do it.
I have a little something for you. Okay, so I'm going to give y'all these. So,
is this on camera?
I love these.
Okay, surprise.
So we're going to like, I'm going to ask y'all a question of who's most likely to,
okay.
and then you raise up what it is.
We can't see what okay. each other's picking, right?
Yeah, I mean, you
can. Oh, we can? Yeah, okay, okay.
Okay.
Yeah, you know what's going on.
All right.
Okay, so are we ready? We're rolling. Who is more affectionate? Who is most likely to initiate sex? Oh, we're not aligned.
Yeah, we're not aligned.
Who is most likely to cook a romantic dinner?
Justice can't cook.
You can't cook?
It's pretty bad.
Can you make ramen noodles?
I can make ramen. Okay. And rotel.
She can.
Rotel?
I can make some.
She can make some rotel.
So Midwest of me.
Who is most likely to get jealous over something silly?
I would say both.
Oh, that was a good way to put it. I took accountability.
Okay. Who is most likely to embarrass the other person while drunk?
I might.
Okay.
Ownership. That's
ownership. Accountability. Ownership.
Who is most likely to fart in front of the other person?
Oh, Justin.
Dang. Put me out there.
Who is most likely to fall asleep during a movie?
Oh, Justin.
Yeah, not out.
Who is most likely to spend all their money on food?
Justin.
Balling out.
Who is most likely to want sexting?
Sex. Oh, me.
Ooh. What? I thought I would be good at sex. Oh. Okay, but I can see that.
Keep it spicy.
Who said I love you first?
Justin.
Oh.
Ooh.
How soon?
4 days.
Four or five days.
Four days. But I didn't just come out and say it. I eased it. I was like, don't you feel like we should be saying something when we hang up?
Yeah.
And then.
Yeah. You know, the last person I dated, they said I love you within 3 weeks, and it was around Christmas time. And I thought that was weird.
That's interesting. Did you say it back?
Yeah. No, ooh. I didn't.
You did?
No.
That's awkward?
No, not immediately.
I think
later that night.
How did they react?
It was, you know, we just went along with the day. I was making Christmas dinner and there was a lot going on.
Anyways,
who was most likely to give terrible relationship advice?
Oh, Justice.
Yeah.
You remember the
I got
last
better.
Time?
Justice.
You remember the last time?
I gave relationship advice?
Yeah.
The other day, my friends be calling me, and I'm like, why y'all calling me? Call Taylor. Call Morgan.
Who was most likely to give an ultimatum?
Me.
Mm-hmm.
5 years.
Yes. Let's get it on.
Who's most likely to propose?
Justin. Okay. Yeah, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Okay, well.
The energy's there.
Thank y'all for playing a game with me.
That was fun. These are cute.
Yeah. Well, I am so excited that y'all took time to sit on the couch. It is Pride Month. Is there any other words that you want the mass public to know coming from a queer lesbian perspective?
Think about lesbians when you think about Pride Month. I do think a lot of events are typically not catered to our community. So make sure that we're remembered and celebrate yourselves. Continue to be prideful. Live it up. Have fun. Yes.
Be happy. Be free. Be you. And yes, think about lesbians because we are here.
We are here.
And we're not going anywhere.
Okay. And present.
We were present.
The first letter of the LGBTQIA situation.
Yes.
You can't forget that. Okay. Raise it up. Cheers.
Cheers.
Happy Pride. Thank y'all for coming.
Happy Pride.
Happy Pride.
What's up, family? Thanks so much for tapping into this episode. Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe on YouTube and Instagram and wherever you get your podcasts from for listening pleasure. Don't miss our weekly Millennial Conversations Pod Post Edition right here. My name is RTJ, and thanks for joining me today.